Welcome to the guides on what are the common financial terms you need to know. Financial institutions and personal finance websites often throw out acronyms and terms that are hard to understand. Do you know that if you pay interest when you borrow money from the bank also pays you interest for keeping money with them? Let's have a look at the two types of interest. Firstly, compound interest is calculated based on the principal amount of the loan or deposit plus any interest earned or charged at an earlier time during your tenure. For example, if you earn interest in month 1 in your deposit account, the interest you could earn in month 2 is calculated based on the sum of the principal amount plus interest earned in month 1. Secondly, simple interest is calculated on the principal or original amount of the loan or deposit. Ever wonder how banks set your interest rates when you take out a loan or when you place a deposit? Your interest rates are dependent on the base rate, BR, which is generally influenced by the overnight policy rate, OPR. OPR is a rate set by Bank Negara Malaysia at which banks borrow funds from each other. What is the debt service ratio? When you apply for a loan, banks use the debt service ratio, DSR, to see if you can handle your loan commitments. The DSR is essentially a ratio of your income versus debts such as credit card bills, car loans, personal loans, etc., in order to determine your repayment ability. If your DSR is too high, your bank may either offer you a lower maximum loan amount or not lend to you at all. This is actually doing you a favor by helping you avoid piling on too much debt. Let's have a look at the last financial term, credit score. Did you know that every time you take out a loan, rack up a credit card balance, or make or miss a payment, they are recorded somewhere? It's stored in a database called Central Credit Reference Information System, CCRIS. In other words, your credit score is a rating of your credit health. If you have a higher credit score, the banks will love you more and will be more likely to lend you money. Now that you are hopefully familiar with some of the common financial terms, stay tuned for the next guide. Thank you.